Hello and
welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The federal government is on the hunt for minerals. The Interior Department has drawn up a list of 35 minerals it considers critical to our economy and national security. And now it's handing out grants to researchers to help them find out just how many of these essential minerals they can find. The goal? Stop buying minerals from foreign countries and step up mining here at home. We turn now to Western Michigan University as we say hello to Bill Harrison, Professor Emeritus, who's with the Michigan Geological Survey, where he directs the Michigan Basin Core Research Laboratory, and to Peter Voice, who's a research scientist. His focus is on the history of mining in Michigan. Welcome to the program.
Thanks. We're happy to be here.
Yes, we're happy to be here.
So WMU gets a grant to help figure out if minerals that are deemed important to U.S. national security could be found in Michigan so the nation doesn't have to rely on foreign sources. Bill, did I get that pretty right?
Yes. In fact, this is a response to a congressional report that was published in 2017 by the United States Senate that identified the fact that we are becoming increasingly dependent on foreign sources for a number of important critical minerals that we use in our everyday lives. The minerals that go into producing cell phones, television sets, it's very important in satellite technology. The computers we're using today for this broadcast are related to all those minerals that go into the equipment and machines that we have. So we're really starting to get concerned about that foreign dependency.
Well, we can't list all of the 35 minerals in the government's final list of 35 minerals deemed critical to U.S. national security and the economy. But, Bill, can you give us a few of the most prominent ones, some of the most ones that are pertinent possibly to Michigan?
Well, people have heard of these. A couple of examples, lithium. Lithium, you hear about lithium batteries all the time. Lithium's used in lots of different materials, but one of the key things, because it's such a good conductor and it stores electrons, is in new technology batteries. Cobalt is another one. And actually, in most batteries, you have an anode and a cathode, which directs the positive and negative currents. And the lithium is at one part and the cobalt is in a different part. So you need both of those elements to be able to construct a lithium battery.
Peter, there is a long, long history here in Michigan of doing these kinds of surveys. Tell us more about them. How do you go about this? And again, building on this long history.
Well, today we gather production statistics from mines through surveys. They send out a questionnaire to the company, and the company will fill out how much they're producing, what they're producing, send it back to the U.S. Geological Survey. And then that data gets compiled and produced as what are referred to as mineral yearbook reports. And so I've been compiling the statistics from those books for the last couple years. Michigan's mining history started in the 1840s, has gone to the present. And in 2013 dollars, the total sum of that production has been about $500 billion.
I suspect because it's kind of out of sight, out of mind, that the average person isn't aware that that $500 billion is a sizable chunk of money. I think most people aren't aware there's such a thriving mining industry in Michigan still.
Oh, yes. We are still actively producing rock salt, gypsum, iron ore, copper. We've produced 1.5 billion metric tons of iron ore from this state.
Hmm. When you think of this list of 35 minerals that the government is particularly interested in, do we have any sense from these, for example, these yearbooks that you've mentioned, Peter, that and its history, whether Michigan does indeed have some of these minerals?
It does. We have actually produced some of these minerals in the past. Potash, which is a source of potassium, was mined here in Michigan for a number of years in the 80s and 90s. It's currently not being mined, but it could be again. We produced manganese from the iron ores. We weren't a huge producer of manganese, but it's an important commodity.
And where in Michigan might these minerals be located?
Well, the main target is the Western Upper Peninsula. That's where we have crystalline bedrock present near the surface that hosts a lot of these iron ore and copper ore deposits, and the associated critical minerals would be hosted in those rocks as well. The potash, it was primarily from the central part of the Lower Peninsula.
Bill Harrison, I've got to ask you, because people are going to have in their minds some environmental concerns. I mean, with this survey, could we ultimately start having multinational mining companies, you know, coming into Michigan communities, taking what is good and profitable out of the ground, and then kind of leaving the cleanup to the local people and to the state?
Well, Michigan is actually one of the national leaders in environmental management. The DEQ has significant body of regulations that manage all of the energy and natural resources that are produced in the state of Michigan. And as Peter mentioned, we've been doing this for a long time here in the state. There is a wide variety of different types of materials that get produced. In addition to the materials that Peter mentioned, there's a new mine up near Marquette that produces copper, produces platinum, and some of the platinum-related elements. Those are also critical elements. That plant, although it took many years to get it licensed and certified, the work between the state of Michigan and the US EPA have really created a historically sophisticated mining operation. It will mine for perhaps a decade or so. It started a few years ago. And when it's all done, you won't even be able to tell it was there. It's amazing how the new technologies in mining have really created an opportunity to have a pretty clean environment once that mining operation is completed. And the companies are bonded to make sure that they're able to clean up any contamination issues that might occur.
Besides jobs, clearly that would be right there up front. In what other ways would Michigan and people in Michigan benefit if we got more mining here? How would we benefit?
Well, there's actually spinoff effect, of course. Anytime you have an industry that develops newly in a community, there's a lot of supporting industries. Energy industry, mechanics, any kind of support facilities. But in addition to that, a lot of these minerals are extracted from state land under state forests, or sometimes in the case of federal land, national forests. And there's actually a royalty that gets paid to the state as a result of that mining. So there is an income. There's also, of course, fees and taxes that come into the treasury. But some portion of the profits from those minerals will actually get plowed back into the state. The example I mentioned of this mine near Marquette, there's actually a lot of the proceeds that are coming to the state from that mine are going back into the local community, into the local schools, local parks. So these industries not only generate the natural resources that are important for our society, but they do bring financial benefits to the local regions and also to the state in general.
Peter Voice, since you are, you know, focused on the history of mining in Michigan, I'm sure it wouldn't surprise you to know that for some people, they heard Bill say state forest land, federal forest land, and went, protect that. But and Bill was alluding to the fact that things are done differently now than in the past. Have we learned from the lessons of the past?
Oh, yes. We know a lot more about how to clean up groundwater, how to make sure that we protect the tailings so that they're not being leached and putting harmful contaminants into the water supply. It's a much different world than it was 150 years ago.
How could this survey transform Michigan, Bill Harrison?
Well, we understand a lot about the geology. That's really our job as a geological survey. Our mandate when the geological survey was first created, it was actually the first state agency that got created when Michigan became a state, because the early legislature realized that natural resources can provide enormous potential for growth and development in a particular state. So we continue that today, and all of the different activities related to the natural resources in the state are part of the responsibility of the Geological Survey. We're here at Western Michigan University because we are the group of scientists that have spent the most time and have the most experience looking at Michigan geology. We look at things like the energy systems. We work with oil and gas industry to help them better understand where the potential opportunities are. We work with the Underground Natural Gas Storage Group. Michigan is the state that leads the nation in underground natural gas storage, so that we have a continuous and important supply of natural gas resources. We work with the DEQ and with private industry in terms of the mining activities, and we work with the environmental groups and with the water resource groups to better understand the water resources. Where are our water resources and how can we best protect those? So the scientific application of the knowledge that we gather about the underground environment in Michigan is beneficial for many activities, but primarily focused around our natural resources.
And ultimately, as you conduct these surveys to see just where Michigan might be able to supply some of these 35 critical minerals, it's clear the Interior Department says this is not a final list. This is going to be ongoing. So this idea of let's focus back on where the domestic sources of these minerals would be could in the long run pay off for Michigan.
Absolutely. The reason these were identified as critical minerals is that the vast majority of them were either 100% or some high proportion dependent on foreign sources. There are many other minerals. There's several hundred that are reported on each year by the U.S. Geological Survey that Peter mentioned that tracks all the production data. But these 35 are the ones that are the most concerned when it comes to geopolitical issues. These minerals are really strategic from the standpoint of maintaining U.S. industry and certainly our defense as well.
Work being done by Western Michigan University, where the Michigan Geological Survey boasts Professor Emeritus Bill Harrison and also research scientist Peter Voice. Thanks to both of you for sharing the work that you're doing with us on Stateside.
Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you.